Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy, L Boogie, the host. And you know, as usual, well, my co-host is T-Row from Dallas, Texas, and Jewel the G from L.A., California. And I'm from that thing we call Land of the Heart, Cleveland, Ohio. Man, it's a lot going on. If you didn't know, breaking news. Randy Rahm has been suspended for the remainder of the Major League Baseball season. 65 games left, he's been suspended for violating the drug policy. And this happened 2 years ago. Von Miller, suspended 4 games. NFL drug policy. These guys are doping up. We have a lot on the marquee. RG3, he's been cleared by the doctors to practice. Santonio Holmes, we're going to talk about him. Geno Smith signing a 4-year deal. And a couple things that happened down in my home state, the Ohio State Buckeyes. They've dismissed some people off the team. And we're going to see if they're going to be able to recover. We're going to have some people call in, debate, see what the deal with that. Let me ask you this. T-Row, Randy Rahm, did he do it? He was animated, talking a lot of stuff 2 years ago. He had Aaron Rodgers thinking he was better, you know, saying that he was taking up for him. Now he's confessed about doping up. But where is the evidence? So with him confessing, so to speak, does that just say that everybody's guilty that was involved in the Biogenics scandal down in Florida?
Man, L Boogie, man, first of all, what's up to the world? What's up to all the listeners calling in the asylum? L Boogie, man, what a lot to talk about, man. And we're going to start it off with Ryan Brown, the left fielder out of the Milwaukee Brewers, that's been suspended for the next 65 games in the Major League Baseball organization. Hell yeah, he did it, L Boogie. And guess what? That pump been lying to us for the last 2 years, and he had me. It looks like we got us another Lance Armstrong in the development stages, because a couple of years ago, well, actually February 2012, when Ryan Brown first came out with this information and then fought it real good, you know, I had his back. You know, I thought the dude was clean. I liked the way he played. You know, his numbers were really up there, you know. And he was just coming off of winning the MVP award, the Major League Baseball Most Valuable Player Award in 2011. So I had no reason to doubt that you know, he didn't do it. You know what I mean? But here we are, 2 years later down the road, and this guy, Mr. Ryan Braun, has now accepted that he's going to be suspended for 65 games? Now, hell no. That means you did it. For whatever reason, you lied to us in February of 2012, and now you're just taking it like a grain of salt. I don't understand. So, hell yeah, he did it, L. And the punishment fits the crime. He should have got suspended way more than that. And to be honest with you, we still don't know how long he's going to be suspended. It's just been for the rest of this season. They're still doing some investigation. So we're going to find out how long he's really going to be suspended. But if he's only suspended for 65 games, I think that's just a slap on the wrist. And the second part of that question is, you know, does it pertain to anybody, and you know, to what's happening in Florida and the scandal that we got with Dr. Bosch and all this steroid use and who's on the list? Nah, because like I said, Ryan Braun was out there put on a platter by himself a couple of years ago, and so he and Alex Rodriguez are the two major ones on that list that I would say, you know, would, if guilty, those would be the two because of how much information we'd have received or just off those two players. So for the rest of the names that are on that list, you know, I don't think it's fair to say that the other people that are on that list have done it like we've been shown with Ryan Braun and Alex Rodriguez. So, you know, that's how I feel. That's just my opinion on that, man. But, no, I don't think it has an effect on those guys, or it should have an effect on those guys that are on that list besides the two knuckleheads that we keep talking about.
Man. Now, I don't think, bro, how all of a sudden you suspending 65 games after the man who controlled his drug sample, you fired him. Yes, you fired him. You whacked him. And now 2 years later, you're saying from an arbitration hearing with three officials, he lost 2-1, so you just suspending. I don't see where the evidence is at. You said that it was tampered with. So with that being said, if it was tampered with, how can you suspend him? It has to be for the scandal, because I don't see where you...
I don't want to hear
you,
that.
Where you, I don't see it, bro.
I do not want to hear that. Man, the dude is guilty. And then just to say that okay, I'm accept this one. Why did you fight so hard in February last year if you were so-called innocent? You know what I mean? Now, that's what I don't understand. Yes, I understand that the samples weren't processed and delivered in the most proper fashion. But, L Boogie, the end result is this. You were caught. These guys just not storing this whatever blood sample, semen, whatever they got from you. They just not storing it in their closet. They storing this thing in a $2,000 refrigerated box, making sure that if you ever try to cross me, I'm going to turn you in. Man, the dude is guilty. And why are we still talking about this dude? And come on, L Boogie, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, they haven't told us exactly what he took or what he's been suspended for. But damn, do we need to guess? This is baseball.
Wow. And like I said, does that implicate the other guys that are on the list? Does that connect that situation, the test run, with these guys messing with old Tony down in Florida? Does that make everybody else guilty, like your A-Rods and your Milky Cabreras, who's already been suspended from steroids? Does that make them more guilty than we already think they are? Even though in this country we always say you're presumed innocent you're innocent until proven guilty. Ask Georgie Zimmerman. He knows the law.
So
yeah,
I just don't see it.
But I don't know, man. Does it really put the other 18 guys on that list out there like that? I hope
I
not.
I think it does.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. But at the same time, some of these guys are just on the list just because they've seen it, not because they bought something. You know what I mean? But these two guys, Ryan Braun, Alex Rodriguez, they're out in the news all the time. All the time, L Boogie. We don't hear about the other 18 that was stupid enough to even have their names associated with the other two knuckleheads. So I don't want to say it does, but just by what Ryan Braun has done and accepting it, yeah, it just might.
Wow. Speaking of more suspensions, your boy, man, is he from Texas, your boy Von Miller down there? He just got suspended, 4-game suspension on NFL drug policy. Now, on the other hand, he's going to appeal his suspension. He says he's innocent, and he says that he hates that it has happened just before the start of training camp. What do you think about that, Ro?
Now, all my listeners, don't get mad at me. I'm not jumping on my dude Von Miller's side just because he's from Texas. I'm jumping on his side because I really believe him. I don't think Von Miller is one of those type of guys that want to, let's say, tarnish his name. You know what I mean? This guy's a great player doing great things for the league. And, you know, it's almost similar to the Ryan Braun situation. We don't know what he's been tested for or what he's been suspended for. We just know that he's been suspended. And they're saying it's part of the drug policy, so what drug is it? Is it a steroid? Is it a rub? You know, is it a spray? Tell me what it is. I need to know exactly what it is. And, you know, I don't think that Von Miller, being the type of player that he's been for the Denver Broncos, is going to take away anything from that organization, because I think they know where they're going. You know, they had a great season last year and just had a playoff game where they just didn't make the plays that they needed to. And I just think that he didn't do it. That's what I'm going to say. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. What you think?
He didn't do it. Listen to this. You just sat there and said, I don't know what steroid it is. You know, the streets is talking, by the way. Streets is talking, 347-855-8896, www.blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, streets is talking with a zero. And now to get back to that, Ro, you know when we living in the streets and you know when we used to be in the streets, a drug is a drug. A steroid is a steroid. It doesn't matter if you you got caught, but it's a drug. It's a steroid. Wow. It depends upon how many games you get suspended, just like how many months or years you get, depending on if you was peddling some marijuana or some of that yayo.
Oh, that rock.
You know what I mean? You
that
already
rock,
know.
That
right. So steroid is steroid. You did it. Von,
man,
take your suspension
wanna,
like a man. Take your suspension like a man,
that.
You Texan.
Hey, man. If he did it, he was drugged. He didn't do it by force. He didn't do it by choice.
Oh,
he did it by force.
Same, you know, that's the same camp that when the guy got suspended, he said, yeah, I just had a contact. I was in the room with the marijuana. That's how I got suspended.
Streets
is talking. Black. Hey, your boy, just, you know, we're going to ask some people as we, you know what I'm saying, keep it going. Your boy, Phil Mickelson, he wins his first Open. You heard it here first, world. You know, we have a segment of the show, we call it You Heard It Here First, and Ro predicted that Phil would win it. Congratulations, Ro. We've been doing pretty good with these You Heard It Here Firsts, man.
Yeah, we getting good at this. We getting good at this.
Yeah. So now, what's next for Phil, man? Is he the top dog in the golf game now? Has Tiger taken the back seat for real? I mean, we know Tiger is still the draw, so to speak, but just with the golfing on the field, has Phil, is Phil in his peaking now?
Phil always been the type of player that has been in the top 10 no matter what, and I want to say top 5 for Phil Mickelson.
Yes.
You know, Phil Lefty is just one of those guys who keep it calm and cool, know how to deal with the reporters, you know what I mean? So they don't hate on Phil like they do some of the other players in the tournaments, you know what I mean? So by Phil being the family man that he is and the way that he carries himself, you know, I just think that right now Phil is hot, you know what I'm saying? In golf, each year you see a golfer, one or two golfers, that just seem to be in the top 3, top 5 range like Phil has been this year, to where, you know, you just can't shake him. And in some of these tournaments, Phil has had the opportunity to win but just let him slide away. And so with him winning his first Open Championship, you know, I think that he's just going to continue to fuel his fire and do better until the season ends because, you know, like, Phil is just Phil, man. He just takes it easy. He wasn't really in contention on Saturday going into Sunday, you know, but the way that he played made it seem like he was just toying with the rest of the field. Because at one point he was five under, and the next person on the list was one under. So he had a 4-stroke lead for a minute, let it slip, but then composed himself from 13 to 18 and was able to pull away and win by 2 strokes. So congratulations, Phil Mickelson, Lefty. You know, I just think he's hot right now, yo. Boogie, what's your thoughts on Phil? You think he's going to continue the streak, or you think he's going to fall off and just that's it?
I think he's, you know, one thing that he's not doing that he's been doing in the past is choking. You know, he wasn't lucky Lefty a couple years ago. He would choke.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that he's got in his little groove. He's the won a couple majors. He's up to 6 majors now. When I made a very legitimate stat about Tiger, and I keep saying this, I don't think Tiger, is he going to break the record? I don't even know now. The way he looked the other day, he's not comfortable. Tiger used to walk with a swag. He looks so nervous and so stiff. You know, he looks like a robot out there. And I think Tiger needs to loosen up, and I told him our agent needs to get with his agent, and bam.
Okay.
I think Tiger is not in himself. I still think he's not himself. So until he becomes himself and the experience feel, and I don't know what has happened to my young guns out there. They falling off. And you saw Adam Scott, you saw Zach Johnson, they just melted. They melted
yeah.
on Sunday. Man.
Yeah, right there in the thick of things, right there to be in the hunt, and then all of a sudden, you know, I think nowadays, man, in these, you know, these majors, I think a lot of guys put pressure on themselves now that's unneeded. And so when they go out there and try to overdo it or try to overshoot, they begin to overthink the hole, which is so easy. And then the game becomes tough when you have to make it up, you know, playing out of the sand or playing out of the rough. So, you know, big ups to my man Phil Mickelson and all the rest of the contestants. But Tiger, come on, man. Get your mind right, baby.
Man, when we come back, we're going to holler about a little bit more of the New York Jets, RG3. And then we're going to get into the asylum. Man, it's your boy T-Row. I'm the host, L Boogie, Jewel to G. Streets is talking Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Oh! Let's go.
Conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament. Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. The streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. You see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S. Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress of take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. So under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed up, you fell at it, you dent. I get word through the street like Bell Atlantic Express. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive, and I'm still in June. I know staff are law. Niggas
ooh-wee
wanna press me, put my back to the
we
wall.
Back.
For pressure, bump,
pipe, in the asylum. It's your boy, L. Boogie, man. Let me give a couple of little shout-outs before we continue in this NFL, man. Man, we got some people we want to shout out, man. Shout out to my girl, man, down in Lima, Ohio, man. What the deal, D? What's happening? My sis, man, she used to hold us down, bro, man, at the crib, man. My girl, D.I. Dickey, man, she's down there, man. Yeah, man, it's the NFL time, bro. I want to say a shout out to Lil T-Ro, too, man. You know, he went to Vegas, man. He was tired. He was telling me about his trip, man. Shout out to you and Blue, man. Y'all went down and handled your business, man.
Yeah, man, you know, nice little road trip. Go down to Vegas, lose all your money, and come on home.
Oh, man, that sounds like a lovely trip, don't it?
Yeah, always. Always.
Man, let's get off. Before we get to some callers, bro, I got a couple questions, man. First
up,
of all, your boy, RG3, another guy from Texas. The doctors have cleared him to play, or practice, I should say. If you're the coach, when do you bring him back into this into your program? When do you play him? Week one, week three, last game of the preseason? Do you? I mean, how do you treat RG3 when he's been cleared to play? Do you treat him like Derrick Rose? You just sit him on the sideline and then just he just tell you when he's ready? What do you think, bro?
No, not quite like Derrick Rose. You know, Derrick Rose had a couple of injuries prior to him tearing his ACL. So the reason for Derrick Rose taking a whole year off was so that he can heal all his wounds. Now, for RG3, congratulations on being cleared to practice. That's all fine and dandy. I don't mind RG3 practicing because even when he wasn't cleared to practice, he was still out there doing some things that, you know, we were kind of questioning. Like, why is this guy, why do they keep showing commercials of this guy with a helmet on out here running these little plays? You know what I mean? If it was me, if I was the coach, or if I was the GM, or if I was the owner, I definitely wouldn't play him in the preseason. That would be number one. If it would be the preseason, it would be the last preseason game, and he would only take about 8 snaps. I mean, honestly. And he would have to score within 8 to 10 snaps. And whatever happened between then, whether it was 2 punts or a touchdown or a field goal or whatever the case may be, you know, that would be it. This is your franchise. This is your so-called franchise player. And if Washington Redskins were smart, they would take a page out of the Minnesota Vikings playbook of what they did last year with Adrian Peterson and follow that mold because, you know, there's no need to explain what type of year that guy had. 9 yards away from the all-time NFL rushing in a single season record. I mean, so you got to be smart. If this is your franchise player, don't play him during the preseason. If he can practice, great. Practice him all day. But not when it comes to the preseason game. Week one, yes, I would start in week one just due to the fact that I think he's so young that it's easy for him to bounce back from the injury already. So I think that he could, you know, prepare himself and help him look forward to week one so that way, you know, things are on the humbug and he's just doing what he's been wanting to do, you know, since he got injured last season. So that's what I would do. Now, would you play him in the preseason? Would you just throw him out there? Would you wait week one, week two, week three?
Listen, man, the streets is talking. And just like, you know, when the streets is talking, we like E.F. Hutton, everybody listening. I would treat him like Derrick Rose, man. I wouldn't even play the guy.
What?
I got a nice bag up. I'm sitting him like Derrick Rose. Listen, man. He's my franchise. We want to, and this is not basketball. He take one hit, and it'll be reminiscent of Joe Theismann getting hit from Lawrence Taylor. They're going to be carting him off. And it might be your boy DeMarcus Ware doing the damage.
I would love that, but I'm not going to wish that
on
him.
Right. You're not going to wish it on him, but it can happen.
It can happen.
Remember this, bro. He tore his ACL without anybody touching him. Nobody touched him, and he tore his ACL. So, with that being said, I'm going to put him on the shelf. I'm going to let him be in shirts and skins. And then I'm just going to, you know, pull his skirt down and let him sit there. Because people, like, you remember the movie Paid in Full with Cameron told, you know, Mitch, you know, people get shot every day, B. So people
right.
get injured every day, B. So we don't want that to happen. Just sit down, you know what I mean, and enjoy
the
rehab. Say that again.
But for a whole year, you want to sit this guy for a whole year after seeing what Adrian Peterson did by the same doctor with the same injury, with the same procedure done.
Remember what AD stands for, man, all day. Robert Griffin III is not Adrian Peterson, man. That's a different dude. He's gangster, man. He's an athletic gangster, man. That's another word in the asylum, man. He's an athletic gangster. And remember this, RG3 is B.O.B. for new callers. That's, you're a bag of bones. He still is good. But he's still injury prone. I gotta rest him, man. Maybe a game 8, and you have a great bag up in Cousins. you're not going bad. You got a great running game. You got a good receiving core. And don't forget, one of my bestest friends, London Bam Fletcher, is controlling the defense. They got a Ragpo back. They can stay in game. I would wait till about the fourth game. I would treat it like a drug suspension. I would treat it like Von Miller. We're going to keep you out the first game, first four games, but in your case, we're still going to pay you. Got to sit him on the bench, bro. I know you want to play him, and you know, but if I'm Mike Shanahan, like they said, they're going to ease him back in practice, I would ease him back into the game. I know the fans are going to be wondering, you know, going to be chanting RG3. RG3, but if they ain't going to be careful, guess what they're going to be saying? R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yeah. Hey, that Washington media is a doozy, boy. They could be on you. They could be rough. You know what I mean? They could definitely be rough in that D.C. area. But I think you're going to be all right, man. That guy's a freak of nature, just like an AD all day. You know, and from what I've been seeing, all I've been seeing is this guy in the little OTAs and everything else. And, you know, he doesn't have that limp anymore. I can say that. He's running with the natural run. And, you know, when you're that talented, you're that young, you bounce back pretty quick. You have plenty of time to rest. He don't play as many games as Derrick Rose, you know what I mean? But I understand where you're coming from, the pressure on the leg and how he moves and cuts and things like that. He does about the same as Derrick Rose. So I think he'll be a little bit smarter this year, you know what I mean? Because there weren't a lot of rookie quarterbacks that took a punishment like RG3 did. You know, the rest of the quarterbacks, the rookie quarterbacks from last season were, you know, they were smart. They stood straight up, but they got out of bounds. RG3 was really the only one taking chances to where he could end up with an injury like he sustained. So, you know, I think he's going to be smart enough to recognize and realize that these boys are for real in this big boy game, you know. And if he's smart, he'll pay attention to what that shield says in the NFL. Because if he keep doing it, not for long.
For long. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Santonio Holmes, bro. He's coming back off another injury. He's saying he's going to be ready. You know, he's going to have a better year and, you know, be a great leader. I was just seeing on Twitter and the NFL, you know, I got some guys, my snitches in the street, they hollering. They're saying that Santonio is, you know, looking good. He's kind of in between on this quarterback situation. And, you know, Geno Smith has just signed a 4-year deal, and he feels as though he's going to be the starting cornerback when they come out of training camp.
Wow.
I can't wait to see this guy in preseason. I can't wait. I like it's a fine line between arrogance and being, what's that word I'm looking for? Confident. It's a fine line between arrogance and confidence. I don't know which side he's tweeting. What do you think, bro? I mean, and with your boy Santonio Holmes, how you think he going to do this year? How you think he going to favor out this year?
Well, let's get on Santonio Holmes first. Santonio Holmes has been one of my favorite players for a minute, man. A young fella that just has it, like Deshaun Jackson. You know, these guys are so small, but yet they do the biggest plays of the biggest for their team. You know what I mean? And I just want Santonio Holmes to come back and you know, fit with the Jets like he did when he first came in, not like the second season when he got into it with Mark Sanchez and, you know, has kind of not, you know, been the leader that he needs to be for the New York Jets, so to speak. So I would really love for Santonio Holmes to come back into this season and be ready and do the things that he's been doing. I really feel that he's up in the air with what's going on between Mark Sanchez and Geno Smith, because he really doesn't respect Mark Sanchez like he did when he first came in, because at the end, not last season, but the season before, we know that during the playoffs, when the New York Jets were about to get eliminated, that Santonio Holmes wanted to smash your boy Mark Sanchez, saying what the things that he was saying in the huddle. And, you know, he called Santonio Holmes out, and it was about to go down. So I believe that from that point, Santonio hasn't really respected Mark Sanchez like he did when he first came, because, you know, Santonio is one of those receivers who will go out and get the ball. You know, he likes to, you know, he's kind of like Hines Ward. When the ball is thrown to him, he's going to find a way to try to get it. If he can't get it, he gonna mess you up to get it. You know what I'm saying? So that you don't get it. But
he was taught by Hines Ward.
Yeah, I didn't see that fire in him, you know, last year, to where he wanted to, you know, just go all out for his quarterback like he was doing for Big Ben. So it could be that, you know, he wants a change and he thinks, you know, that Mark may not, you know, may do the same thing that he did last year, and he wants something fresh in there. You know, as far as Geno, congratulations on signing the 4-year deal. But my thing, Geno, man, you got to stop talking that stuff. Like L. Boogie said, that it's a thin line between arrogance and confidence, and it really is. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope that the way that he's carrying himself and talking, that he's for real, because we know that this game can eat you up, swallow you down, and regurgitate you all in the same motion. So I just hope that he's about it. I hope that, you know, because last year in college, man, he had, what, two, maybe three big games before their actual conference play started. And then after that, you really didn't hear about Geno Smith. So, you know, the league is worse. So I'm like you.
Man,
I hope that he does something big in preseason, because if he does it in preseason, then he'll earn that starting spot when week one comes. But for right now, Mark Sanchez holds that belt. And we all know, in the streets or wherever you are, when you fight a dude that has the belt, you got to whoop that dude ass just to show that you deserve it. And if that doesn't happen, you know, ride that pine, put your headset on and chalk it up, man, because you're going to be calling plays in from the sideline. That's just the way it goes.
You know the sad thing about it? Both the quarterbacks is MBG. Nothing but garbage. So it don't matter one way or another who up under center, man. I got 1.5 leg, man, and I can think I can roll out a bootleg better than these guys, man. The streets is tough. Oh, man, get at me on the Twitter about it, man. At LBoogie15, give us a call, 347-855-8896. We on Mondays and Fridays, and listen to this. When we come back, man, you heard it here first, man. Listen, Ohio State, man, what they doing down there, bro?
Ah.
When we come back, man, we got Nate Robinson. He didn't got with a team. We're going to holler about a little bit about this NBA also, man. So when we come back, man, Ohio State news and a couple NBA news, and, man, I got some entertainment. Chris Brown, man. What's going on, Chris, baby? CB, what you doing? Free CB, man. Is he up in there with Bootsy, baby? It's on, man.
They love a star, and I'm flashing. Life just like a movie, no casting. Asked if the game is kind of slow, but I'ma treat it like a Ashton. Pedal to the metal, I'm mashing. All we know is big money, medical, weed, and fashion. So try your best to imagine, bro. I'm rolling up another one, staring out this window. They telling me to change how I'm living, but it's all I know. I've seen it every city on my way up to another one. You'll tell me anywhere that paper goes.
Bone grill. trip. Double S's with the flow ship. Windows 2020 clear. Deep dish 20s on the rear. Order the car service if I feel as though I don't want steel. Bitches freezing the xenon head like a deer. But not out of fear, she looking cause it's money over here. Shine from above these land lovers, I'm a chandelier. My girl got a pocket bubble in the purse. She keep it G impeccable with weed and let me hit it first. Ain't trying to be a hog dog, yeah, all I want is what I'm worth. 80 days, 80 stages, baby, all around the earth. Amazing race for the paper, you suckers eating dirt. Chew some Orbit gum, brush your teeth and scrape your tongue. First as they come, second to none. Pretty women flirt, batting eyelashes, they need guidance. Lace them up like my New Balance and keep flying. The closest that you lames ever came to the plains was a Palm Pilot.
Yeah. I'm rolling up another one, staring up this window, 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 window. They telling me to change how I'm living, but it's all I know.
I know.
I've seen the airy city on my way up to another one,
another one, another one, another one.
You'll find me anywhere that papers go.
Go.
Oh.
Man, we back in the asylum. T-Row, Juelz the G, your boy L Boogie. Oh,
Boogie.
Man. What the deal? Oh, the streets is talking, baby. 347-855-8896. And, man, we on the block of 31st Avenue in Mercer, man. Out here in Phoenix, Arizona. Man, we be moving, man. Listen. When we say we in the streets, we in the streets. You feel what I'm talking about? Oh, for real, for real. As my man would say, one of my guys would say, on everything.
As on everything.
Oh, man.
Man, you know, I got a couple young guys that play, you know, play for Ohio State.
I got on the line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tebow knows that's about. Heads in the cloud.
So, my man in there, man, Carlos Hyde, the leading rusher for Ohio State, has been suspended. He's been
What's
suspended
going on in
for
Ohio, man. What's
I don't
going on
know,
in
man.
For State, man.
He was at a bar, him and his boy. Roby, the safety. He's facing suspension pending the outcome of the investigation. Man, he led him with 970 yards, 16 touchdowns. And Mel Kiper had him on his top 10 running backs in the 2014 draft. Now, with him being suspended, Ro, two questions I want to ask you. One, does that hurt Ohio State chances of maybe winning the title? And two, does that hurt his – does he drop in the draft?
Number one, first on the list, does it hurt Ohio State? Hell no. You know y'all got a whole bunch of talent down there in that damn Columbus. You know, and then you're the coach, Urban motherfucking Meyer. You know that guy ain't playing. Come on, dog. Y'all, it's no such thing as losing talent down there in Columbus. 108,000 will tell you that competition is stiff where we ball at in the state. Okay, so to get that out the way, Clyde, you big dummy. I cannot believe you went out and did something like that. You know what I'm saying? You one of the top schools who are out there getting paid to play ball. That's why y'all under the situations that you under right now. And for number two, did it hurt his stock? Did it hurt his draft stock? Maybe. But I tell you this. With that type of caliber guy, the only thing that he has to do is just not get involved in anything else. Because it would be different if he was being, suspended for steroids or suspended for grades or suspended for, you know, marijuana or something. But he was in a bar fight and he could have been protecting himself. once again, he is innocent until proven guilty. So I think his suspension is more along the lines of we'll wait to see what happens. If you go to jail, then, you know, you're going to be kicked off the team. But if you free and clear and everything is dropped, welcome back with open arms. You know what I mean? That's how Old State, that's how they run. That's how they represent. You know what I mean? So for this guy, you know, I hate to hear that, you know, he's been suspended and really don't know what's going to happen just yet, because we don't want none of our youth to have to go through this. But, you know, it is what it is. You were caught. I'm pretty sure he wasn't the only one that was fighting, but you were caught. You were caught. And so you gotta pay the consequences. So we'll see what happens. If, you know, everything is dropped, I think he'll be, like I mentioned earlier, welcome back to Ohio State with open arms, back to the starting position. But if he, you know, has to be on probation or get served, you know, a jail time for like 30 days or something, 20 days or something, I think that he's going to be kicked off the team. But then, you know, they'll probably let him work out and try to figure out how they can get him back in, you know, 4-game, 5-game suspension. You know, in college, that's a lot. So, with only playing 12 games a season. So, but then again, you know, Ohio State is still in that suspension mode, to where they really don't know what's going to happen with their situation. You know, no bowl. They're on a bowl ban and all of that. So they can just play to be undefeated. And, you know, we'll see about his stock. If he can get back on the team, I think his stock will stay where it is. But if he's kicked off, then, yeah, it'll definitely drop. You know how it goes.
Was it Braxton Miller? If it wasn't Braxton Miller, then we ain't got nothing to worry about. Long as it ain't number 5. If it's 5, we still alive. And I'm going to say this. Remember how my man Tommy used to talk to Cole? Cole, you stupid. And I just hate to say it, that our young guys get baited. They get baited by people that are envious and jealous. You know, like my man Puffy said in a song by Biggie Smalls, it is called, you know, you pray for my downfall. He said, jealousy, you know, if you a jealous MF, then you just a weak MF. And I think some of the people, when they get involved and they see these young guys having fun and at bars and doing things, I think they pick. And then once they hit them, they try to go for lawsuits and things like that. It's a dirty game. You have to be careful. And I know Urban has probably just had to do that. His hands was tied. You know when you're the coach, bro. You hate to do it, but the athletic director came to you and said, Urban, man, you got to do something. And Urban had to, you know, use guys as an example. Very tough situation. Very tough situation for that kid.
He shouldn't have done it. He's the dummy. He shouldn't have done it. Yeah, I got all the potential in the world, and you go out and get in a damn bar fight. What are the other football players? Don't it? It's like 70 football players on one team. Where are the other fools at?
Man, it's a dirty game. Now, let's flick to the NBA. Couple things has happened. Our guy, Nate Robinson, he's signed a two-year deal with your boy, with the Denver Nuggets, and your boy Mullins. He just signed a two-year deal with the Clippers. So, man, these guys, hey, Nate found a team, man. What team is this, man? I think he has more teams than my man Jimmy Jackson.
I put him up there, man. I mean, this guy's played for a lot of teams, and why he can't fit under one system is amazing. You know what I mean? I just can't figure it out, but somehow, some way, Nate Robinson finds his way to a definite playoff team. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine what they have right now, even though they lost Iguodala? These guys still went out and got somebody who can score. He might not be as big, but I tell you what, I'll take him all day, any day, because this dude right here has proven time and time again that, like he say, you know, God was mad at me. He didn't bless me with height, but he sure blessed me with heart. And so anything that guy does is bigger than life itself. You know what I mean? So I'm loving everything about Nate Robinson. I'm glad he's over with the Denver Nuggets. I'm glad he signed a 2-year deal. At least I get to see him, at, you know, in one spot for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to Denver Nuggets going out and getting Nate Robinson. I hope that he fits in just like I think he's going to fit in, because everywhere this guy's gone, he's fit right in. He's never a problem. He's never, you know, one that's a troublemaker in the locker room, so to speak. You know what I mean? So big ups to Nate Robinson, man. That's my dude. I knew he was going to land somewhere. Now let me ask you this. We were wondering where Nate Robinson was going to go. You know what I'm saying? We thought he was going to get back to Chicago due to the fact that C.J. Watson and a couple of other guys being shipped around. But there's still one more out there, and he's not unrestricted. He's restricted. And we're talking about Brandon Jennings, another point guard, can score, can help his team do a lot of good things. Do you think he's going to end up leaving Milwaukee? Or do you? Well, let me ask you this. Do you think he's going to get an offer from any other team to where Milwaukee can go out and try to match the offer to keep him there? Do you think Brandon Jennings is next to leave, or do you think he's the organization is going to try to match the offer of anything and keep him there?
They have no choice. There's no other attraction from any. He might ask for 60. They're going to have to match it, because there's no one else that they can call their franchise player. Blessed that he's a restricted free agent. I think they were planning that. And I think no other team maybe is going to match that offer. Or I should say Milwaukee's in a great position, because near the end of the season, Brandon Jennings' stock kind of dropped in me. He did not look good in the playoffs. That was his time to shine, and he did not look like I thought he was.
Time out. Damn it. They were facing the number one seed in the Miami Heat. Who in the hell would look good as the 8th seed going up against Miami? But come on, man.
Listen, man, you're Brandon Jennings. You could have won a game. You could have made it look close, something, man. Your field goal percentage was in the 30s during the playoff series. I mean, I did my homework now. Because listen to this. Brandon Jennings, if he doesn't get it together, he might not get that money. But what's on his side, he's in the East, and he say, my third year in the league, I brought my team to the playoffs. He did something that Kyrie Irving hasn't done. So he does have that as leverage when he goes to the table and talk to these teams. He will be overpaid. He will be overpaid. Brandon Jennings will be overpaid in Milwaukee. Going to have him a nice chinchilla that he can play with every night, because it's going to be cold in Milwaukee.
Yes, it is, and that's another city where they suck you dry, just like Cleveland. You know what I mean? Watch out for them with consonants. Cheeseheads. Well, they bob and weave with them holes in the cheese, you know what I mean? But
well, let's go to a caller, Ro. Wait, DJ Steph, we got any callers in the asylum, man? Put one in, man.
Let's see where we going. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from? Who on the line? The streets is talking. L Boogie and T-Row. What's happening?
L Boogie and T-Row, what's up, man? It's your boy Florida, man. What's happening?
Mr. M.I.A. What's going on, baby?
Calling in, checking with my dog there, man. I'm just hearing y'all, boy. I've been listening, dog. I just hit the button and got there to put my 2 cents in, man.
We'll talk to you then. You know what we talking about.
Nate Robinson, bro, shoot you out the game. Nate Robinson will shoot you out the game, man. Like, it wasn't no way he could stay there, man.
Derrick Rose, huh, Miami?
No, not at all. Plus, you know, T TV, he ain't show too much, bro. But they develop, bro, real nice. Look at his brother. They do real good, bro. So Nate Robinson right. couldn't stay there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then he keep getting, bro, it ain't his play, dog. We already know he can play real good. So it got to be his attitude, man, why they keep letting him go. 18, bro? It got to be an attitude because he can play. That's just my opinion, dog. Like, these college boys, man, you know, T-Rowe, I'm pretty sure he know, bro. Bro, it ain't like 93, bro. It ain't like 2000. You know what I'm saying? Well, niggas wasn't being held accountable for what they did. Nah, bro, they can't sweep that under the rug no more, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, bro, you getting jaywalking tickets, bro. I'm talking about, you got no sustainable that for a college player. You know what I'm saying? College player used to be upper echelon. Now, bro, we don't take advantage of that, man. Pac-Man Jones on all the way down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all, it ain't the same no more, man. So I don't understand how these boys getting an opportunity and then got an ego in front of the opportunity. Come on, man. You got a goal to reach, bro. What are you doing? I'm talking about one
right.
mess up in college, bro, and it's over for you, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? You might get a second chance, bro, but they're going to put you through all type of rehab and all type of – come on, man.
You
Come
know,
on,
psychiatrist,
man.
You gonna have to go see it. You gonna have to get a doctor. You gonna have to show up, take the
yeah.
pill. You know, they gonna
but
lay
you
down.
Urban Meyer, he known to have, you know what I'm saying, you know, rally the kids on his team. Bro, he gonna run
right.
to the hood and get the best of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, come on, man.
Exactly.
You gotta control these boys, man. I'm talking about curfew. All that needs to be in the play. You know what I'm saying? You got, what he doing at a bar, dog? What he doing at
exactly.
a bar? He ain't boy from Texas A&M. You know what I'm saying? Well, he ain't no star like that.
He ain't the high.
Bro, you can't be doing all that, bro, when you ain't that. You know what I'm saying? That's real, though.
Right.
That's real,
it
man.
Let me ask you this, MIA, with you know, with the suspension that Ohio State is on, does it really matter that he's suspended? I mean, they really can't go anywhere. They can only play for an undefeated season or a nice record. Does it really matter that he's suspended?
Yeah.
If you were, you know, the one to get kicked off?
Stop. So when they look at your team, they say, man, y'all already suspended and you suspended? That's a double suspension? Come on,
right.
man.
Come on, man.
Where they do that at, huh? Man, where they do that at? You know what I'm saying? Come on. Come on, man. These boys, man, their ego, bro, you know what I'm saying? The egos be bigger than life, man. You know, unfortunately, college, you know what I'm saying? You don't got to do that long in college, bro. You can be a superstar, uneducated, bro, and they're going to send you to the league. I think half of these boys only count on that 1 or 2 years, dog. They not looking for the future, bro. That's what I think.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I think
most
should go to college all
great
4 years.
Point.
I think they should pay college players, bro. If you pay the college player, you know what I'm saying, some type funds where they can get through college, they'll stay longer, man.
They'll stay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
they'll
stay.
Well, ain't really
you're right.
The boys nothing. Know what
yeah,
saying?
You're right,
right
about that. Cause
modern-day
slavery. Yeah, you know, you were one of those student-athletes, too, coming up. You know, we did it all. And, you know,
right.
to be honest with you, you're right. If we were able to get paid at least $200 a month, I mean, it didn't have to be much, but we just needed something in our pocket. And, you know, to
right.
have to sneak and do other things to get that put ourselves in jeopardy. You know, we didn't go do no bar fighting or none of that type of shit. But, you know,
man,
we
didn't even go to
the bar,
bro. We was on campus partying with the people. See what I'm saying? What you doing at the bar, buddy? You know
right.
what I'm saying? We trying to
the
lay out with something,
talking.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's like, man, you got to hold the college accountable, but also as an adult, man, when you get ready to go, when you transition, you got to have some type
yes.
of standard, dog. You know what I'm saying? Period. So it's like,
right.
I don't really got no sympathy for them boys, man, because I'm talking about it's like, bro, you gonna blow it? What you gonna do after you blow it?
Right.
right.
Where do you go after you blow it?
And listen to this, Miami. Let me say this. And listen to this, Miami. You say, where do you go after you blow it? The streets is talking. If you recall a guy named Raymond Smalls,
He was dismissed from Ohio State. He was caught up with the feds, with them ABC boys, on a heroin sting in Akron, Ohio. That's what they do after they can't make it to the league. The streets
are okay,
talking.
Okay, what's the other dude that was the running back? He did the same thing.
Claret.
Yeah,
there
you go.
Wait,
he got caught.
He was
outside
the
house.
He was like DMX, man. You going to bust your gun to get it.
Yeah, man. When you get these players and you don't, like I say, develop, bro. I'm talking about, like, I wish that, you know what I'm saying? Bro, the school make millions of dollars, bro. They make millions and millions of dollars, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you put them boys on allowance or something, bro, and curfew and you checking, and the boys ain't checking in, they knocking that money down, bro, boys, niggas get right, man.
Right.
Niggas get right, bro. Nobody held accountable.
And like you say, stay longer. It won't be one and done. It won't be two and done from the NFL.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
it's only very selective, few selected players that can come out like that. But that time over with, man. To me,
right.
It's over with, bro. They just sucking people for their talent, bro. They ain't even knowing what the man thinking about is like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
You can't do that to these boys, man. And then the NBA, you know what I'm saying? The NBA, but it's a turnover system, bro. You know what I'm saying? Well, Nate Robinson, to me, bro, he did real good, bro. Like, I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Man.
Andre Miller to the Clippers, that's what you said earlier?
I said Brian Mullins to the Clippers, 2-year deal, and he was a big man for the Denver Nuggets. He just got a 2-year deal.
Man. Who he played for before that? He played for Charlotte or something?
Yes, he
did. Yeah,
he did. And he played for the Ohio State Buckeyes. That's where he come from. There you have it. My man, Miami.
We appreciate the love, baby.
Man, y'all ain't even know it, man. Miami came with some knowledge for them college boys. You're trying to be street, man, but you can't be gangster when you get up there in that schoolhouse. You're a student athlete. Man, the streets is talking. Sports Talk Show, Mondays and Fridays. Rocco featuring Rick Ross. You ain't even know it. Oh! 9 p.m.
Got a mouthpiece, 10-41 a millimeter. You ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocco the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 pop lane, you don't even know it. Just have me in car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
Hey, that nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on. You ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR. You ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Greeks all in my blood. Birds all in my dreams. Boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas. Yo, man, nigga, about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 pop lane, you don't even know it. Just have $1 million car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it. Hey, you turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. Hey.
Yeah. Woo win.
Yeah,
ain't know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, ain't know.
We on the block of 31st Avenue and Mercer. They don't need no.
Yeah,
on the
ain't
block.
Know.
Hey man, and if y'all want to for real understand what we be calling. I mean, what we be going on, man. It's a couple pictures. Instagram, man, at LBoogie15. Also, man, give me at me at the Twitter at LBoogie15. Come on, man. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. T. Row, my co host, Jewel the G, and I'm your boy, L Boogie. Still, man, I want to say something else, man, about this NBA. Your boy, man, Paul George, is he a diva now? He talking about he can't go to Team USA practices in Vegas. Because of scheduling conflict. What you got going on, man? A family reunion?
Hold on.
You in the wedding, man?
On.
What's going on, man?
It wasn't Paul George. Don't confuse us. Don't confuse the fans, man. Don't confuse the dog. We're going to keep Paul George's name in the clear. It's your boy George Hill, the fucking point guard, thinking he hard. Come on, George Hill. You just went to Indiana and lost to Miami. You don't want to play with LeBron? You upset? Scheduling conflict. Where is he going,
L Boogie? You know, I think he might be going on a little trip, man. You know, they might be going to Rio de Janeiro or something, man. Getting married.
He trying to find the snow. It's the summertime. He ain't going to find no snow around this. Not in America. You better take your ass to, shit, Switzerland. You looking for some snow. Come on, man. Come on, George Hill. What you thinking? You get ready to play with the best of the best. Got the best coaches. I know you went to college and everything, but your college coach way ain't no better than Coach K, Coach Krzyzewski. Are you serious? Coach Boeheim? Are you serious? Come on, dog. Get your mind right. Take your ass to Vegas. Have some fun. Lose about $10,000. You ain't going to gain nothing. You just going out to spend money for nothing. What are you going to schedule a conflict? Instead of playing with the USA basketball? Dang. What is this World Cup? I guess MIA was right. Our last caller was right, Elwood. These dudes have lost their damn mind. What's going on with that? I don't understand.
Man, that's that BS that I don't like, man.
That's that BS I don't like.
You feel me?
Yes, Steph. Steph feel me. Steph know what I'm talking about. Damn it, if nobody else do, at least my damn engineer do. Thank
you,
Steph. I appreciate the love, baby. That's
you
what I'm talking
know.
About. Yeah. Well, yeah. Talk to me, Elbury. What's wrong with the league? We get watered down, and these dudes don't want to play with the most valuable player of the league four out of the last five years. I mean, what's going on? The best of the best? Your Indiana Pacers wasn't that good. Yeah, you went game 7 with the Heat, but you lost. What's the deal?
Man, forget Team USA, man.
What?
I'm going to kick it. I'm relaxing. I'm just going to chill. And I'm going to sit on my beach chair, man. I'm like Jay-Z, man. I'm bringing the sand to the beach. My sand might be bigger than the beach, man. Forget it. I'm saving my energy. I'm a point guard. I got to go up against LBJ next year. I don't want to be in practice right now with these guys. No offense to you, Coach K. But, man, I'm chilling. I'm the man up in Indianapolis. I'm from Indy. I'm from that town, as they call it. I went to high school there. I went to college in that state. You know what I mean? And I'm back with my Pacers, and I'm getting that dough. Listen here. I'm chilling.
And that's why, George Hill, you suck. That's why you won't never get past the semifinals. Because you got to get in LeBron. You got to be around this dude to know what the hell's going on. Damn it, if it's for 2 months out of your summer, you better take them 2 months. Get your ass down there to Vegas. Yeah, I'd say forget Team USA too. Once I made it to Vegas, I started gambling, feeling like my name was Michael Jordan or Charles Barkley. You damn right I'd be like, to hell with the USA. But you ain't doing that. You just gonna sit up in your new crib with that new contract you just signed last year, like you big bank Hank. Man, that's why you ain't shit, George Hill. Get your ass off the couch.
The streets is talking. Black.
Black. Hate me if you want to.
We in the asylum. Your boy Tony Romo, man. And listen to this. Friday it was hot, man. I know Friday we're going to be having a little bit more of the NFL because training camp is closing in. Football season is about to start. The veterans is going to be back in the camp. It's going down. Just a recap of the show before we go to our next caller. Philly Phil, Lucky Lefty, Mickelson. He won the Open, a major, his sixth. Man, Carlos Hyde, Ohio State, assaulting a young lady, suspended and pending investigation. We talked about RG3 being cleared to practice. When should he come back? Nate Robinson signed a 2-year deal with Denver. Is that a good move? Santonio Holmes, what do you think he's going to do this year? And the big banger, Randy Brown, has been suspended for the rest of the season in Major League Baseball because of an arbitration hearing. They voted 2-1, and he's been suspended for the rest of the year and might be suspended for more games without pay. Why did he lie? Did he pull a Lance Armstrong, or is he guilty and proven and not proven innocent?
Yeah, and it's Ryan Brum, not Randy Ryan. We gonna make sure our callers know that we getting this shit right. Ryan Brum, we got you, Ryan. We want to call you Randy because we so used to Randy Johnson out here.
Randy,
we know who you are, Ryan Brum. Yeah,
and your boy Von Miller from the Broncos. 4-game suspension. Violating NFL drug policy.
Wow.
And he's appealing his suspension. Is he dirty? Is he UGK-ing? Is he riding dirty? You know he's from that South, man. He's from Texas.
Yeah. He ain't guilty. Let's go to the asylum and see what the callers think, man, because I can't take it no more, man. I got my boy Von back, you dig? But, man, I tell you what, we'll see what happens. Let's go to the asylum, man, put out a caller. You know what I mean, L Boogie? Hey, yo, caller, welcome to the streets. It's talking. It's your boy L Boogie and your boy T-Ro on the line. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Man, you know it's Skeetamo Johnson Jenkins Jr., the third straight out that D-Town, man.
What's up with you, bro? What's happening, baby?
Oh, man, you know I'm in the land, man. We had a tragedy yesterday, man. First of all, I'd like to say, you know, what's up to L Boogie, Jules the G, and my bro T-Ro. Man, one of our partners from the hood yesterday passed away, had a motorcycle accident, man. Oh, rest in peace, Tony Vicks. Man, we losing him by the threes, bro.
Yeah, I feel you, man. And I was going to give a shout-out at the end, but I'm glad you were able to go ahead and put that on first, you know what I mean? My man, Tony Vicks, man, great dude to be around. Motorcycles, man, for all my listeners out there, man, be careful on them two wheels, you hear me? And it was just a sad situation, you know, and I got the call last night, you know, just a shocker, you know, getting back from a great time in Las Vegas, you know, thinking everything was cool, but then you'd be brought back down to reality, you know, when you hear of one of your comrades going down, you know, due to, you know, whatever what may have happened, you know what I mean? So, you know, much love to the hood. I know they're going to be, you know, doing it big for Tony Vicks, but yeah, man, sad situation, but thank you for bringing that shout out. Definitely shout out to the Vicks family. And everybody, you know, that know that dude, man. He was a good dude. Now, back to this sports information, man. Von Miller, Denver Bronco, boy, be setting records of sacks and tackles for loss and everything. He is a guy from Texas, went to Texas A&M, and now he's been suspended for the first four games of the NFL season due to failing the drug test in the drug game. What's your thoughts on that, Skeetamo? Do you think he's guilty, or do you think he's innocent? You know, do you think he rubbed it on? What's your thoughts on that, man?
I want to know, was he on the Jolly Green Giant or the Christina Aguilera? Boy, I tell you, getting juice.
Yeah. See, we don't know. We don't have any of that information just yet. You know,
he
might
have some of that cup, man. We know he's from Dallas, man.
Yeah, he could have been sipping.
Yeah,
I don't know what's wrong with these boys, though. You know, and I'm sure he ain't the only one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but when you get caught, it puts you out there as if you were the only one. And, you know, now with not only in football, we have baseball, too. Ryan Braun, you know, like I mentioned earlier, a couple years ago, he was, you know, no, it wasn't me, I didn't do it, this and that. And now he's just accepting his little deal like it ain't nothing. Okay, you know, I had never said I was perfect and all of it. What the hell is that? I thought you were cool. I thought you were fighting this to the end. He was the one last week talking about don't speak to the media. They ask you any question, don't speak to him. What? Now all of a sudden you just go take it. That's what makes him guilty. I think he did the. I just think he took the pill or took an injection shot in the hip and started working out like a mug. And now he done got caught, and now he want to accept it. Do you think that he tried to pull a Lance Armstrong by trying to knock somebody down in the beginning and now just saying, oh, well, fuck it, I'm just going to just take the punishment? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm a good example in this situation. You know, I've been caught before a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? And the first thing you do when you're caught is deny. You know, that's the only thing you know until you get your story straight. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what he did. He was caught like a deer in the headlights, and he had to deny, knowing he was guilty. And then got him a lawyer, and the lawyer say, man, go on and clear your name, man. You don't want to keep lying to these people. They're going to find out eventually. You know, so that's what happened.
Yeah, I feel your strength.
Great point.
I'm telling you. Now, the Denver Nuggets have signed Nate Robinson to a two-year deal out of Chicago. Now, the last caller, MIA, said that Nate Robinson would jack you and shoot you out of the game. It kind of reminds me of Jared Jack. Do you think that Denver made a good move by signing Nate Robinson?
Man, any team that picked that cat up, man, is getting – you know, a boost in the numbers and points in a game per game. And, that man, that dude got plenty of heart, man. I don't care what his attitude like, man, because, you know, I was one of those mad players myself. You know, I like to play angry and make me play tough. So, you know, I think, you know, he is a good cat for that, a good feel for that Denver Nugget team, you know, with Iguodala being gone. You know, they had to feel the position, so. Yeah, I think he's a slasher, a dasher. He can shoot. He can pass. Yeah, he's going to be all right, man.
Yeah. That's. I thought it was a good pickup, but, you know, the last call kind of brought me down to earth with, you know, having to look at the whole picture. I was just listening to the name and where he was going and just was like, that ran with it, you know what I mean? But I like it. I don't care if he jack you out or not. I'll take him over Jared Jack any day because I know – that he going to keep shooting until he makes it. So that's how it goes, you know, especially in today's game. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Now, earlier we were also talking about the boy RG3. RG3 has sent out a tweet, said that the doctors have cleared him to practice, and we were on the discussion on the topic of RG3. When would you play him? Would you play him in the preseason? Would you sit him out a whole season, or would you wait till, like, week 4, week 5 to play RG3? When would you, if you were the head coach of the Washington Redskins, when would you allow RG3 to get on the field and do his thing?
Man, first of all, I got much love for the cat, man. You know what I'm saying? He played for Baylor out there in Texas, so you know what I'm saying? Big burnhead-ass nigga. But I would, I wouldn't, I wouldn't sit him out, bro, because he's been sitting out so long. He need that contact, and he need to run on that leg, you know, with real pressure, not practice pressure. You know what I'm saying? He need that real pressure, that real first initial hit to let him know if he's okay to play, because they going to let him know. They going to let him know that first linebacker hit him. Okay, now I might need to sit out a few games, you know, or I'm okay, you know. But I played in the first preseason game just to see what he's saying. Do we need to get another quarterback in here? Because that knee, like L said, wasn't nobody around him when his knee buckled. And that knee had buckled before he had an incident in track, or was it in football?
Yeah, so
the same knee has been injured before, man. I want to see him up under pressure. And, you know, much love and maximum respect to the guy. You know, my hat's off to him for even coming back, you know what I'm saying, because that could have been a career-ending injury. But,
yeah,
you know, if the doctors and the technology these days, I want to see what it's going to do.
I mean, I'm like you, Skeeter Mo, because after seeing AD, Adrian Peterson, do what he did last year, you know, coming out the same type of injury, going to the same doctor, going through the same rehab stuff. You know, I'm just anxious to see it too. But starting in preseason week one, I don't know about that, bro. That's just
go on and put him out early so he can go on and hit him and come on back in the real season.
Don't mind that to the pit bulls.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Michael Vickin.
Speaking of Michael Vick, we're gonna definitely be on this football thing on Friday, because like El mentioned, there's everybody's getting ready to report, all the veterans, you know, reporting back to camp, getting ready for this opening season, August 8th. And do you think Michael Vick will be the starter week one for the Philadelphia Eagles, or do you think Nick Fowles or even the rookie Matt Barkley will end up assuming the new Chip Kelly era role and getting this thing started? What you think?
My thoughts is, bro, and, I bought Michael Vick shoes. I still got them upstairs, you know, the 7, that's my number. But that guy, when he came out and said, you know, how fast he runs and all that, this something, I was like, yeah, this dude finna be benched, man, because he's crying about how fast he is, and, you know, and it ain't even football. It was like 80-something days till football season. I don't think he gonna start, bro. That's just my thoughts, man. I think he was trying to make a point that, you know, this other guy ain't faster than him.
Yeah, it ain't many quarterbacks in the league faster than him. You got to get some of these new rookies to try to at least match his speed, but I don't know, man. I think Michael Vick still got it. I hope he can start again. I'm not knocking Nick Foles, but damn, Michael Vick. Come on, Michael Vick, get your mind right. You got a new coach. You got a new system. You got to get it right.
You heard it. You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Michael Vick is MBG, nothing but garbage. And, yeah, he might start week one, but he won't be up under center week 16. I tell you that.
That boy Cole, that boy got hatred in his heart, boy. I tell you, it's not wrong. That boy knew church.
Bro, I believe in fully that, yeah, that man won't be up under that 16. And during the playoffs, if they make it, he will be on the bench with the headphones on.
Writing the play, calling the plays in.
He's throwing plays in, but he ain't going to be in there.
Man,
he's going to be a cancer. He's going to be the Allen Iverson of the football game. After he get out of here, you ain't going to hear nothing about Michael Vick. It's over. This is last shot. This is it. Because he cannot be a backup. He don't want to be a backup. Just like Allen Iverson didn't want to come off the bench either. So if he don't start, it's over with. All that $100 million, man, you better start working on your talking. You might be an NFL Network analyst, but other than that, boy, you on the line. You're nothing but garbage.
it's sad when you see the vets going. I mean, you know, people that, you know, came in when we was in high school, going to college or whatnot, and you see them going out, man, and, man, they don't, like Brett Favre, you know, he just could not leave. And it was sad seeing that, too. You know, he was playing the media, you know, shoe-shoeing and everything. I'm like, man, just retire, bro. Just go out, you know, with grace, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Man.
Yeah, I feel you. And that's the way the league is going to now. Well, Skeetamo, man, Skeetamo Johnson, Jigging the Third, man, you know, we appreciate the love. We appreciate y'all always checking in with the streets, man. You know, we can always depend on you to give us some knowledge on that. And, man, we'll get with you on Friday, dipping in, huh?
You know I'll be on it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Tell my kids I said what's up. Kiss my mama for me, man. Tell everybody in the D I said what's up, man. R.I.P. to my dude, Tony Vicks, man. Good dude. We'll holler at you, Skeetamo.
We're gonna try to get one more caller in, man. We got about 5-7 minutes, man. And you know, DJ, I mean, excuse me, the producer, the engineer, you know, DJ Steph is telling me we got one more caller. Caller, what's your name, man? Where you calling from?
Yo, mine's Chris. Mine.
Chris.
What's good, fellas?
What's the deal, baby? What's going on?
Hey, chilling, man. Listening to the show. How y'all weekend?
Bad, oh, man. As always.
Street. last time we talked to Chris, he was using his passport, huh?
Yeah, I was out there in Turks Cape Coast.
Man.
That good blue water.
Out there on the island. Couldn't even get no range out there on the island. You know you fall.
Man. Yeah, you need that satellite phone when you out there.
Yeah. Well, what's up, man? You know, we've been talking a grip, man. You talking about these guys getting suspended in baseball and football for failing a drug test and the drug policy game, and you know a couple of things on the NBA. Let me ask you this, man. Let's start off with number one, because I got a couple questions for you before we get to Lakeland. Number one, do you believe or do you not believe Ryan Braun for what he has been saying to the league so far? Is he guilty or is he innocent?
Well, Brian Braun has always been 100% guilty. What happened the first time was just a mere technicality. They never said the test was not positive. They said the way it was handled was improper. Therefore, his appeal got granted. This time, everything was handled properly, and guess what? He's apologizing for his mistakes.
Is this another situation of the MVP? Right, the 2011 MVP.
Yeah, man, that's HGH. That's HGH all over it.
Now, see, does that implicate those guys down at the Biogenics scandal? Does that make them guilty as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, they already been singing the beans for a minute now. They already been tattletelling, giving up signatures and pictures and autographs. But, yeah, they know what's going on. Those chemists, man, those chemists and those biologists, man, they be coming up with some good stuff. I wish I'd get my hands on some of it, boy. I might try out for the league.
Ooh, the streets is talking.
I'm just saying.
So let me hop on this question about the Lakers. Kobe Bryant is ahead of schedule with the rehab. They're speculating he'll be back week opening season, a la RG3. Do you want Kobe back that early, or you want him to just, you know, with the Kobe hands, calm down? And, you know, you can't rush greatness. Let him parlay and sit on the shelf.
Man, if I can get Kobe back today, running in the summer league, I'd want it. Hell yeah. As much as he can play, let him play. Are you kidding? That's Kobe Jelly Bean Bryant. Yeah, man. If he can play, let him ball all day long. He know what he can do, and if he come back, then that's just all gravy for everybody in the NBA. But definitely these Lakers fans.
Speculation.
after this season, Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, they can opt out their contract. Well, LeBron James' contract could be over with, and those guys are going to go to La La Land. Is it speculation? Do you believe in that? Do you think that's going to foretell or that's going to come into fruition? Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, yeah, I mean, wishing on a star that would happen, definitely. And we gonna give it a shot, but we definitely gonna land one of them, if not both. We got enough ammunition and enough money to make it happen.
Only because you got the commissioner on your side. That's the only reason.
There ain't no problem with that.
You gotta get Chris Paul.
Yeah, he hated on that move real quick.
Yeah, and I hope he ain't on that one. Because if that's possible, I ain't watching. I'm boycotting basketball, damn it. They ain't been Mavericks before they beat Lakers. Shit, work
oh
on our
guys.
Yeah, talk about that. Yeah, we got
my
one. That's all.
Mark Cuban don't go spend no money, man. All he wants to do is be a celebrity. He don't want to spend no money. He ain't no real owner. He a joke.
Yeah,
he got one. He's satisfied.
Call him a joke.
Hell yeah.
He got money. Don't call him a joke.
All right, my bad. A practical joke.
I take that. Not just a joke. He's a practical joke.
He's a practical joke.
Thank you. Get it right, damn it.
Hell yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So
that's what it, hey, your boy Nate Robinson has signed with the Denver Nuggets. What's up with that? You like it?
Hey, man, little Nate be balling, though. He be, he double agent. Either he going to get you about 25, 30, or he going to get you 5 or 10 turnovers. Just depends on how he do it. But he all heart. He going to go get his. And I think they leak. In the weed is legal in Denver. So, yeah, he going to be balling out.
Oh, he like
that medical
right.
card.
He went to Washington, so he definitely. He knows what time it is.
Yeah, he got a good medical card. He's going to be flying high all night.
You know what I mean? That's a definite right there. That's what it is. But, yeah, man, I tell you, man, I thought it was a good pickup. I'm like you. You know, we had Florida call in. Big Tall called in earlier. Was like, man, he going to jack him out. You know what I'm saying? But he had a good valid point. You know what I mean? Because Nate Robinson can keep you in the game or definitely shoot you out that bitch. So, I hope he can go over there and fit. I think he's going to be a perfect fit with him and the other point guard, not Raymond Felton, but my dude. What's the point guard for Denver? Real quick, dude.
Ty Lawson.
Ty Lawson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you know, it's like a double missile. You know, you get Ty Lawson who can take you straight to the cup every time, and then Nate come in, he going to be firing it from half court. So, a hit or miss, so to speak. So I hope Nate can do his thing and get it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because combine them two about 6'5".
Right. Well, man, see, man, we out here in the streets. The police done pulled up. We got to get back into our cells, into our jail cells. Man, we in the asylum. Man, for T-Row. Man, T-Row, you got any special shout-outs before we end the show?
Oh, man, yeah. One more time, man. I want to say RIP to my dude, Tony Vicks, man. That was a hard one to swallow. You know what I'm saying? What's up to the hood? LM Thick, North Park, you know how we get down. And to all our listeners, you know what I mean? What's happening with you? We love y'all. And, Freestyle Friday. And L Boogie gonna hit y'all with, you know, I don't know why he ain't hit y'all with it. You gotta tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You know what I mean? I love that shit, L Boogie. Why the hell you come up with that shit? I love that, boy.
Oh, yeah. Man, we going down. It's the streets of talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. We in the asylum. T Row, QLs to G. Special shout out to my cousin in L.A. My cousin Ty, how you doing, baby? And her husband Rob, man, they listen to the show. They tell me all the time. They listen with a glass of wine, and you know they ears be to the street out there in L.A. County, man. It's raw and it's uncut, and just like you know, E.F. Hutton, everybody listening.
And what you say again, Ro? Tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell a girlfriend. Somebody better do it, Danny. Hurry up.
Let's go. For DJ Steph, our engineer producer, Streets is talking. We'll see you on Friday. Oh, let's go.
Nobody knows what I go through.
Nah, nobody knows.
If you can put yourself inside my shoes, you got friends, it's not friends no more.
Fuck 'em.
They can't understand the life that I chose.
Money,
I win the money and fame. It can hurt everything you love.
Right.
I got the cheap for that pin on me.
On me.
I can't give up.
I can't.
Don't know what I'm going through.
What I've been through, they don't understand what I go through. You think everything's all good, but you only see what I show you. They don't understand that boss life. I take care of my whole crew,
my whole crew,
my whole crew. They depend on me, my fucking niggas.
My fucking niggas.
They know the love is real, and I'm a fucking winner. We all gon' eat Sunday dinner. One day we broke together, next day we rich forever. One day we broke together, next day we
rich forever.
They hate it when you up, they love it when you down. All we got is us, and told my niggas, look around,
look around,
look around. And if I gotta be the one to lift us up, I won't let them down. So at the top, it's just us looking down. Sorry I delayed us, but we gon' get this paper. Had a couple issues, I dealt with them, now it's payback.
Nobody knows what I go through.
Nah, nobody knows.
Facts.
If you can put yourself inside my shoes. You got friends, it's not friends no more.
Fuck 'em.
They can't understand the life that I chose.
Getting money.
I win the money and fame. It can hurt everything you love.
Right.
I got the cheap of that pin on me.
On me.
And
on
I can't give up.
I can't.
Don't
I
know
can't
what I'm going through.
Like everybody got their hand out, acting like you own something. They expect you to throw them something when they really need you to show them something.
Yeah.
1 month, they be broke again, acting like you ain't throw them none. Ungrateful ass niggas, they only love you when you giving. And the day you say you ain't got it, they forget the days that you did it. You forgot me when I was losing, so forget me when I'm winning. Would have thought they was friends of me, till the day they befriended me. One day we broke friends, next day we rich enemies. It's hard being a real nigga when these niggas got bitch tendencies, female emotions. I can't waste my energy. For them, I got that remedy. Kill them with success. Royalty is my pedigree. Too fresh to be stressed. But thank God for memories. God willing, I'm blessed. My comebacks, they penalty. These haters gonna be upset. And I done lost a couple friends on the way. Fuck them, they wasn't really with me all the way. I'll be okay.
Nobody knows what I go through.
Nobody knows.
If you can put yourself inside my shoes, you got friends, it's not friends no more.
Fuck 'em.
They can't understand the life that I chose.
Getting money,
I win the money and fame. It can hurt everything you love.
Right.
I got the cheap of that pin on me.
On me.
And I can't give up.
I can't.
Don't know what I'm going through.